Parkhurst, Airways, and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio. Kombon Radio. Kombon Radio.
Your next big move is just an Empower loan away. Borrow at least 90,000 kwacha or more and stand a chance to have up to 75,000 kwacha of your salary-backed Empower loan paid back. Your consistency pays off. Stay current in your monthly repayments and you could be the next winner. We're here for your next move. We're here for you. Visit any Access Bank Zambia branch and apply for an Empower loan today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Campaign ends on 31st January 2026.
Three hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on, come on,
to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio. Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Parents advised against sending their children to sell on the streets at the expense of being in school. In African news, Ghana's fugitive former finance minister detained in U.S. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Lusaka's Matero Township have advised their parents against sending their children to sell goods on the street at the expense of being in school. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the concerned residents also reminded parents that child labor, including street vending, is illegal and robs their children of their safety and future. They further charge that with the introduction of the free education policy, parents have no justification of not sending their children to school, adding that there are a lot of government-owned schools in Matero constituency.
One time,
Construction of the Cancer Diseases Hospital in Ndola has reached 80% completion, Copper Belta Province Minister Elisha Matembo has revealed. He said this during an inspection tour of the facility, expressing satisfaction with the quality of works done so far. Mr. Matembo explained that the project delayed due to financial challenges, despite being scheduled for completion in December last year. He assured that government remains committed to the project and will engage the ministers of health and finance to secure the remaining funds before the end of January 2026.
The external works, as I said, have done about 80% in yourself. In DOA, most of the equipment are here, including the other equipment which you've seen, which secured inside there. And several other things, I think, are done. So there are a few things which are remaining to be done. The challenges which they have talked about, we will take them on. Starting now, not tomorrow. Yeah. We want to make sure that by June, like I have said, we have to call the president to come and commission this hospital.
Nino, site manager Lu Fei, said once our funds are released, the project can be completed within 5 months. The hospital is expected to improve access to specialized cancer treatment and reduce the need for patients to seek medical care outside the country.
For now, the main building is already almost finished, and now we are proceeding to the installation.
目前是室内装修，已经在吊顶那个墙门施工阶段。
For the indoor, we have already started the ceiling insulation and some painting and also the wall.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, says that while Zambia has stabilized the key macroeconomic indicators, most households are yet to feel relief from the high cost of living. CTPD Executive Director Isaac Mwepopo says the stabilization creates the conditions for lower inflation, but translating that into lower prices for food, fuel, and other essentials would take time. He explains that price pressures remain high due to energy costs, particularly electricity and fuel, which directly affect production and transport. He notes that without addressing energy costs, significant reductions in commodity prices are unlikely. Mr. Mwepopo adds that Zambia's reliance on imported goods limits control over pricing, stressing that increased local production and manufacturing could ease household cost pressures. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has revealed that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, purchased 20,817 metric tons of maize in the district during the 2024-2025 agricultural marketing season. Mr. Kapungwe explained that the entire consignment was successfully transported from satellite depots to main depots by 30th October last year, ensuring timely storage and accountability of the crop. He further thanked the government working through local authorities for the strong collaboration in grading and maintaining feeder roads leading to the depots, which enabled a smoother transportation of maize across the district.
And what is seated within the district collected from other sources is 35,509 metric tons. That is what we are sitting on as Mukushi. Now, I think this is important to mention that we here in Mukushi, the 20,000 metric tons has already been collected from all separate depots and being kept safe at this main depot. This is possible due to collaboration between central government and the local authority here in Mukushi to grade all the feeder roads leading to satellite depots.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that,